Now that the Borough Assembly has approved purchases for containers for recycling and the new collection truck, what are the next steps for the Sanitation Department? Where do we go from here?
Excellent question. I'm sure a lot of people are very interested to know what the transition plan will be. And I think the most important thing for people to understand is that it won't happen overnight. It's going to take quite some time to order and have the truck delivered. It usually takes about 6 months for a truck to be built. So that timeline is really the driving factor in when the transition will occur. In that six-month period of time between essentially now and October, of course, we'll be placing order for carts and working out the details of the program. Of course, during that time, the blue bags will still be used. Ruger's Trucking will still be the collection contractor during that entire time. Their contract does expire in June, but I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to extend that on a month-by-month basis.
Another problem people had was the new collection containers, the carts. Have you identified what you're going to purchase? Is it going to be a 96-gallon big blue bin for everybody?
Yes, the carts that are being targeted for the program will be large carts. They will be 96 gallons predominantly. They will be wheeled carts, much like the garbage carts that we use now. They will be blue in color to differentiate them, make it easier for people to throw the right material in the right bin. We settled on the large size mostly to give us options in the future. Right now, we're focused on doing weekly collection as a result of the survey that the Sanitation Department put out earlier in the year. A lot of people were interested in maintaining weekly service, so that's what we're focusing on doing right now. But if we see that the volume of recycling doesn't increase and the carts aren't full every week, it's quite possible that we can go to an every other week or maybe even once a month for some customers' service to reduce our costs even further. But it gives us that option. If we bought smaller carts at the present time, those options would be fewer and fewer. The large carts also give us an opportunity to make it more convenient for customers to put in large pieces of cardboard. All of us buy things over the internet. Gets a lot of cardboard here in Petersburg. And instead of having to cut all those boxes down to stuff them in a smaller cart, a large 96-gallon cart will just make it more convenient for the customer.
Are you worried about the number of people who got up in public testimony and said they wouldn't participate with the blue bags if they went away or with the new cart system?
It is concerning. It is very concerning. I've tried very hard to develop the recycling program to make it the most convenient, the easiest possible program so that people do not have excuses to not participate. It is a voluntary program, however. It was loud and clear that mandatory recycling wasn't supported in Petersburg, and I don't think it ever will be. So that because it's not mandatory, making it as easy and convenient for people as possible is the key to success. The fact that people were seeing the carts as less convenient or not going to participate because of the carts being used is concerning, but it also contradicts the way that recycling is done across the nation. Generally, carts are the final answer to a successful curbside recycling program. And my work with the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority and our consultant that the authority uses has reinforced my opinion on that. A consultant for that, for the authority, was amazed to hear that the community may not want to go to carts. His comment was, carts, it is the way that recycling is done, and that bags are, while a good intermediary step, is not a viable long-term solution for a recycling program. It has been an excellent intermediate step. It has increased our diversion rate locally, and it has been a very valuable experience for the utility and the community as a whole, I believe. But the goal was always to transition to a CART program eventually. And once we had more information on how the recycling program was going to work with sending commingles to Seattle, how the contract factored into the overall cost of the program, it was very apparent to me that in order to save costs in the long run and really make the program solvent, that we really needed to move to CARTs sooner than later.